A beaming President Barack Obama called it the culmination of a century of struggle. A health care plan that aims to cover nearly everyone without bankrupting Uncle Sam.
The bill I'm signing will set in motion reforms that generations of Americans have fought for and marched for and hungered to see.
Following a year of sometimes bitter struggle, Obama forecast Americans will soon discover the package of subsidies, taxes, and new insurance rules is something they like.
All of the overheated rhetoric over reform will finally confront the reality of reform.
And with a stroke of the pen, it was law.
We are president's backers. This was a moment to savor, to wonder if history will now rank Obama among America's great reformers. Yet for all the celebration here, opponents were far from done fighting what they consider a massive federal power grab.
In the Senate, Republicans sought to delay a package of House changes. Angry opponents promised a repeal effort, while others sought to overturn it in the courts. Attorneys general in a dozen states filed suit contending the mandate that Americans buy health insurance is unconstitutional.
There has never been a point in American history where the federal government has been able to order individual citizens to buy any good or service.
At the White House, officials called this legal onslaught unsurprising.
That's par for the course. You know, people litigated the Social Security Act. People litigated after we passed the Voting Rights Act.
And legal scholars agreed the suits are a long shot.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President and Vice President of the United States.
Meantime, Obama's celebration spilled over into an auditorium across town. A party with labor leaders, activists, and other allies on a day they had marched for and wondered if they'd ever see. Mark Smith, The Associated Press, The White House.